Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
Hey there. Welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and today is that infamous, that once a month, Linda's World, where we never know what comes out of my mouth. That's right, we never know. And we don't know what we're going to talk about, because what I do is I just say, okay, God, it's up to you. You can lead me wherever you need to go. And we seem to have some of our best shows that way. I do want you to remember that we should, this week, be receptive to the gifts of creation. They're constantly coming at us. Don't deny them. And don't live in the past so you miss them, and don't live in the future where you miss them. Just be present in that moment. And as the gifts of creation come in, look for that synchronicity of the moment, and poof, it's there. Okay. Again, it's Linda's World, and I'll be giving you lots of useful information, hopefully, and lots of fun ones too. And I'm going to be doing some God-based psychic readings all throughout the show. If you would like to have your defining word for 2016, this is my last show of the year because I take the last two weeks off. I really don't take them off. I just get the network ready for 2016 or the next following year. So if you want to know what's going to happen in 2016, what your defining word is, what the underlying theme of your life is going to be, you know, give me a call anytime during this program and just say, Linda, what's my defining word for 2016? And I will give it to you and have an explanation on what it means. So you can give me a call anytime at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. This has been a very interesting year. Almost all years are interesting, but this year has been so rapid. I don't know if anybody's ever noticed that time is speeding up. Okay, we're just, the days are shorter, the light is shorter. I do believe that, nobody's saying this, but I do believe that we are, the earth is kind of shifting on its axis so that we're really not in the same spot. I've noticed that the sun doesn't follow the same arcs that it did 10 years ago. And so we're getting, I wake up in the morning I wake up about 4:30, but I kind of recognize that there's a day going on about 6, you know. I'm already doing work and stuff, but at 6 I open my eyes and go, oh, it's still dark outside. And then by 4 o'clock at night, 5 o'clock, 6, you know, it's still dark. Okay, so you get very little time of sunshine, you know, that we really need, because that, you know, activates our vitamin D in our body. And, you know, even though you're taking vitamin D, you guess what? You do need that sun to activate it. Now, of course, with the sun being as it is, because we are destroying the layer, you know, that protects us, the sun's rays are stronger. So what we want to do is make sure that you're not getting your face in the sun or, you know, too much sun. But you can, you know, keep your arm out of the car window, you know, not way out so that it gets lopped off by the opposing car. But, you know, just your elbow or your arm, it just needs 15 minutes, and then you will get your vitamin D activated. So remember that, you know, that's the big vitamin this year. That was one of the things we wanted to talk about, what's happening this past year. Every year they pick a vitamin or a supplement that's the supplement of the year, right? And so this year was vitamin D. Everybody needs vitamin D. You know what? Everything in moderation. There's no new news about this stuff. It's all old news. It's been around for a very long time. Almost all drugs are formulated after, in the past, they used to be formulated after, minerals and herbs and plants and trees and whatever. Now they're being manufactured through DNA, which is a little thing that drives me crazy. I mean, you're changing DNA molecules that don't only accept, putting extra DNA in our bodies, like vaccines have, lungs from fetal babies, you know, and they're putting that in our body, somebody else's DNA. Who knows long term what that's going to be? We just don't know. We just don't know. All right, we have our first caller from Jenny in Chino Hills. Hi, Jenny, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you so much, Linda.
Good. And you want to know your word, don't you?
My word for 2016, yes. ma'am.
Okay, the word I'm getting is abide, A-B-I-D-E. Okay, abide. And that means that there are going to be many things coming in trying to ruffle your feathers. There'll be people coming in like relatives and immediate family that want help. Just abide. You know, what it's time for you to do is abide for you. Even though you can sympathize and have empathy, do not jump in their shoes and do not help. It's time for them to take on their own stuff, okay? And it's time for you to take on your stuff, which you have been avoiding. Sorry. I'm sorry. I know. So it's time now that you abide. And what abide means also, you know, as things come up, don't throw them aside anymore. Okay, don't get, whenever you get that upset feeling or that fearful feeling, instead of running away from it or looking the other way or saying, I'll do that a little later, what I want you to do is to face it right then and there and say, okay, what is this? Why am I fearful of this? And then I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to abide. Okay? And when you abide, things will come clear to you on what you should do. And so that all during your life this year, the word is abide, and it'll bring many, many blessings to you and resolve so many issues that you will be, at the end of the 2016, you will be walking in the light where you'll be so joyful and happy that you have a lot to look forward to.
Gosh, that's lovely. Thank you so much.
All right then, Jenny.
Thank you so very much. Merry Christmas to all your staff and you, Linda. Thank you.
Thanks so much, and I'll abide with you, okay? All right, if you need me, call.
Bye-bye.
All right, and if you'd like your word, you can give me a call again at 800-555-5453. That's free in the U.S. But if you're calling internationally, feel free to call, and this is the number you can use. It's 310-371-5444. Again, you know, if you'd like your word for the year, feel free to call in. So anyway, we're talking about, you know, I never know what I'm going to be talking about, but we are talking about things that have happened this year in the past and whatever. So what's happening is, we were talking about the different kinds of vitamins. You know, nothing's real, and we were talking about the pharmaceutical companies making great strides in scientific discoveries, but are they really great strides? Here's the problem that I have with that. I love science. I grew up, you know, loving biology. I took pre-med biology in college. I just loved all sorts of science, geology. I mean, everything, you know. I was sad that they only let you take either, you know, earth science or, you know, biology or chemistry, you know. I was a little fearful of chemistry because I don't really like mixing things, you know. So, I love the earth so much that I ended up taking geology. And so, but science is such a wonderful thing. But one thing we must remember about science, okay, is science is not finite. Does not mean that because science says something that it's for real forever. Real science, just like music and math and any artistic things, and yes, science and math are some of the highest forms of art, okay? But it doesn't mean that it's finite, because we're constantly learning, we're constantly changing, we're constantly moving. So when somebody says, well, this is the way it is, well, it's probably not that way for everyone, okay? So always take science with a grain of salt. I don't mean literally, because they're trying to put salt in everything. But, you know, I mean, take it with a little grain of salt, okay? Because we want to make sure that we understand that there's something greater than science. We haven't lost it. We may have put it aside. But there's something greater in science than just for discovering truth. Science wants to control. We can't control anything, okay? Could you please just stop even trying to? Because it doesn't work, okay? Control doesn't work. It actually doesn't bring you closer to spirituality at all. It stops it, okay? It gives you a very limited point of view. And then when you have all the control and all the money and all the power in the world, what do you got? Nothing. You think you've got something, wait till you get on the other side. God will show you what you got. And guess what? You're there a longer time. All right? So don't worry about it. Not everybody can be millionaires or billionaires. And why would you want to? Really, I've seen a lot of friends, and I've been from a moneyed class for a while, you know, in and out. God's given me the wonderful experience of living every strata of society fully. And when you have a lot of money, I saw this so much, you have everything, so you pit person against person because you need drama in your life because you've got no drama. Everything's done. You know, you can have anything you want. So things become nothing. And then things become, you get crazy. And then you have no time because you have so much stuff that you got to take care of the stuff. Okay, so you spend all your time worrying about stuff, and if you have to hire people to take care of the stuff, then you have to worry about the people. It is not all that it's cracked up to be. You know, everybody in God's eyes is just as important as one another. So if you are the President of the United States, or if you are a street sweeper, you are still the same in God's eyes. And God created the universe. Thank you, scientific community. Yes, there's a Big Bang theory, but somebody had to create it, okay? So, you know, my perception, it's God. And God could be anything that you want, okay? If you want to say it's the Great Spirit, but it's not the universe. God created the universe. There's something coordinating everything. If you want to say it's a mastermind, it's more than a mastermind. You have no idea what it is. As much as you think you're going to discover it, you know, why don't you just exist and be and live and enjoy this wonderful life? You know, we get this gift of life, and we have in this life, in this frame, in this time frame, because it's not over. When you die, you're just getting, oh, I have to tell you a story. I got to tell you this story. Sunday night, and now I'm going to give you a little slice of reality of my life, okay? And it's going to shock you. Guess what? I like the Hallmark Channel at Christmas. I like all those schmaltzy Christmas movies with Christmas angels and ornaments and all these. You know you could fall asleep in the middle of it and know what the ending is going to be. I mean, you know, and it's one after another after another. However, when you are watching that and you are not with a significant other, when you're on this plane, you can really feel down in the dumps. And of course, Christmas and the holidays are prime time for depression for everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter if you have everything. You're depressed about something. You know, I don't know why, but you are. But anyway, so I was sitting there, and of course, you know, my hormones are fluctuating. We have no idea why, because I've been through menopause about 10 years. But every once in a while, they flare up. And I'm sitting there watching this Hallmark Channel, and this guy had saved some kid and doing all this, and he was really came back as an angel, and he was going into the light, and there in the light is his long lost love that had died many years before. And he looks around, and he takes a step into the light, and they hold each other and they kiss. And then they hold their hands, and like Heathcliff and Kathy of Wuthering Heights, they go off into the light, walking. And I start crying. I have no significant other right now. Who's going to love me and meet me when I get to the life? And God gave me a slap aside that sets my head and said, hey, let's go see. And he takes me physically, and he puts me on the other side. And there on the other side is my father and some of these old boyfriends and my best friends and angels and all the people that I've helped. And as far as I could see, there were people that I had, I mean, as far as I could see, because, you know, I've been helping people for, since I'm little. I mean, every day forever, ever since I was 8 years old, I was praying for the lost souls in purgatory, which of course doesn't exist anymore. I don't know where it went, but here today, gone tomorrow. But anyway, I always used to pray the guy that was in purgatory, you know, the one that was one step away from heaven, let my prayer take him over to the other side. And then I would say, and the guy, the deepest guy down in the pits of hell that nobody was praying for, nobody was even thinking about. I mean, they'd spit on him. Give him a prayer, too. You know, so all these times, all these guys and these people that have passed over and got into heaven and close to heaven, whatever, you know, they're all there. I mean, all these people that I've helped. And then because I have this wonderful network, you know, and I opened up all these wonderful hosts to everybody, the room was filled and everybody was sending love to me. Do you want to know? You think I cried before? And God said, do you remember what I told you? And I said, I remember. And you know what it was? Very significant. That all love is the same. Love at the heart of love. It's all the same. Whether it's the love of a man, a dog, a cat, a goldfish, a plant. All of love is the same. So you're not missing anything. You align yourself with God and you are filled with love. So when we get lost in this human experience, we have to imagine and remember that we are programmed by society. We are programmed by our families. And each person's perception is only theirs, no one else's. It's not anybody else's. So if you're trying to fit somebody else's perceptions, you can walk away because it's never going to happen. They grew up differently. Everyone grew up differently. We all have our themed words for our lifetime, right? So remember, you know, one of the greatest lessons is that love exists. It's there for everyone. And love is the strongest weapon we have. Not guns, not bullets, not bombs. Love. Love is the strongest weapon you have. It can change everything in a moment. When you are looking at someone with love and you are coming out with pure love in your heart, there's an automatic protection around you that you have, if it's pure, there's an automatic protection around you that nobody can take. Now, I am going to tell you another story that most people don't know. During World War II, when Hitler was being his brattiest, okay, the governments all had psychics. Okay, I mean, the British government had psychics and whatever, and I happened to meet one. And one of these people actually had, you know, been in the place where they actually helped to eliminate the war. And it was also a spiritual war being fought. You know, Hitler was very much into the metaphysical stuff. And so, therefore, what happened was that, you know, there was another war being fought, not only on a physical plane, but on a different kind of plane. And it was pure light, pure love of light that stopped Hitler and this thing. It was not the guns and the bombing, although I'm sure that helped in some ways or somewhere, but not really. But what happened was, is that two psychics went in and actually let the power of God's love come in to all of these people. And it stopped. So, you know, there was a book that was put out about it, and the guy was being chased. So there was a lot of things that are not allowed out, you know, in many things. But from the beginning of time, governments have used psychics and seers and people like that. And they still do. They still do. Anyway, it's time to take a break. And if you would like your word for the 2016, give me a call. 800-555-5453, 310-371-5444.
Inspiration and motivation is just a podcast away at hrnradio.com.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and it's Linda's World, and it's all for you. So call in, get your word for 2016, and it's the underlying word of that's going to serve you well for the whole 2016. And you can do that by giving me a call at 800-555-5453, internationally 310-371-5444. A lot of times you guys don't like to call in because you like what I'm talking about, but you know, really, I really enjoy helping you, so feel free to call in. I can get, remember, I'm always going to say what is meant to be said. I really trust that. So, and I do know that if there's a way that I can help you out, I truly would love to do that. So make sure you call. Anyway, so we were talking about vitamins. We talked a little bit, but you know, this year there's this whole, you know, I have to talk about some things that are a little uncomfortable, okay? It's this power of control, okay, that they're trying to instill fear in us a lot. And, you know, the only thing you have to fear of fear is fear itself. So when they're trying to say about all these terrorist threats and stuff that are escalating, you know, we don't know what they are and if they really are, okay? We just don't know, okay? The political climate here is, you know, our government, I love the people of our government. The leaders, maybe not so much. But all the people that are working in the government are doing their best. They really are. Some of you are a little lazy because you, now you know who you are. But anyway, but you know, you're all trying to do the right thing. But you know, government in its own sense, with this whole political party system, with the Republicans and the Democrats, they're forgetting it's really not about dissing the other parties. It's addressing issues that are really facing people. And it's not about religion. I thought that the United States separated religion from governing. There's a reason for that, because everyone deserves to do their religion in their own way, as long as it's not hurting other people, okay? And most religions aren't. I mean, I was reading on Facebook, of course, our new news, right? Yes, you did hear me choke on that one. But anyway, but it did say that, you know, if you took the Quran and you took the Bible and you took how many bad words and bad things against killing and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, well, it was almost 4-1 from the Bible to the Quran. You know, there were much more nicer words in the Quran throughout the Quran than the Bible, but we don't know how long the Quran is. It might be not as, you know, long as the Bible. We don't know. There's always, you know, that's, isn't it funny? You know, did you ever hear that old joke? It's so much a part of life right now when you're saying, I need the numbers. I want to know what the numbers are. I want to know if this thing really works. You know, give me the scientific proof. Okay, so I'm going to tell you this old joke, and I might have told it, well, probably about 10 years ago, but here it is again, still applicable. Here's a guy, and he is vice president, quit, so he needs a new vice president. So a scientist came, a mathematician, and an accountant. It was a VP of finance, I guess it was. So this scientist comes in, and the president says, look, I got one question for you. What does 1 and 1 equal? Scientist says, hey, wait, you know, I gotta go to my lab. I gotta go figure this out and I'll come back. Comes back and he says, well, you know, I went through this, I went through that, I went through this, I went through that. He says, I did this study, and he goes, and I can tell you that 1 and 1 equals 2. President said, thank you very much. Mathematician comes in. President says, hey, what is 1 and 1 equal? Mathematician goes off, da da da, comes back the next day. I did my logarithms, I did this, I did my, did it, and he goes, and I can tell you that 1 and 1 equals 2. President says, fine. Accountant comes in. President says, what is 1 and 1 equal? Only question. Accountant scratched his head and he goes, what do you want it to equal? President said, oh, you got the job. That's what happens with science. Okay? That's what happens when you want finite things. Okay? How do you know the truth? How do you know the truth? Do you remember way back when you were a kid? We have a truth meter in us. And we know the truth. The truth for us. Each one might be a little different because we're all on different parts of the path. But when you get to the universal truths, you know, those are a straight line. But first you have to go through your own truths, okay? Now, what is this? What is this truth that we can do? Because that's what I'm about. This network is about truth. It's about integrity. I won't have anybody on the network. If they're on and they say untruths, they're gone. Because one thing I want you to have is a place where you can have positive thought, things to help your life, and you can come and understand that you're going to be told truth, and you can trust it. Because every place else out there may be suspect. I mean, there's bastions of people that are, you know, gurus and the Dalai Lama and even in some religions, you know, if you take the rhetoric out and you take the word, you know, and you don't take it literally, there's truth there. I only kind of believe what Jesus says. I don't really believe in any of the other stuff, the fire and brimstone and do this and do that and Leviticus or whatever his name is. Please kiss my butt. Okay. I don't think that anybody would have the nerve to change Jesus' words. I think Jesus would kick their butts. So anyway, so if I go to the Bible, that's all I read. And if you read Jesus' words, never once is he mean. The only time he ever was really mean was when he did the money changers. Okay. He went to the temple. He says, enough of this. Boom. He was a spiritual warrior. Don't think he didn't knock tables over. He did. Okay. So what I'm saying here is a lot of the rhetoric that they bring in on religion shouldn't be in politics. Politics should, you know, to govern means to take care of the people. It doesn't mean to give 10% of the country all this money and power. We're out of control. And yet you want to believe it. You know in your heart you don't believe it. And you're being fed so much things on the media that you think you're believing it because you keep hearing it and then you think it's true. And everybody says, well, the majority of the country thinks this way. And I'm telling you, they do not. They do not. Most people love their families. Everybody wants the same thing. And you know what? It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. When it comes to the basics, everybody wants the same thing. Everybody. And everybody has this truth meter. So what is this truth meter? Okay, there's two parts to it. We have an electromagnet. If you want the scientific quote unquote, you know, but you've got this aura around you, right? Now, the atmosphere of the Earth protects the Earth, right? And when meteors come in, the things that are going to hurt the Earth, well, the atmosphere burns it up right before it hits us. Well, our aura, which isn't, you can't take a picture of it, thank you very much. That's a heat-sensitive camera. The aura is multiple colors flashing constantly because it's your emotional body and it's a sensing body, but it's electromagnetic, just like the atmosphere of the Earth is electromagnetic. As above, so below. Okay? So you've got this electromagnetic stuff, and so now you're walking down the street, right? Walking down the street. Da, 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 da. Anyway, so you're walking down the street, and you see this guy across the street, and for some reason, you never saw him before, but boy, you say, I'm going to cross two streets down, and I got to avoid this guy. Now, on the next block, you see this other person that's walking, and all of a sudden, he may not be smiling, he may not, you just feel drawn to him. That's your electromagnetic energy telling you, this one's okay, this one's not. That's part of your truth meter. Then you have your chakras, which are the electrical currents in your body, to also siphon through these emotions so you can understand where they're coming from. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about truth, your truth.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and it's Linda's World. And we were talking about truth. So you have all this intricate electrical and electromagnetic chemistry and scientific stuff in your body that things are moving around and doing things and you can interpret things. But here is the real thing. In your gut feel, when somebody says something to you, you automatically know what is right and what is wrong. Now, you may try and deny it. The minute that your head comes into play, and you start trying to justify things, well, that means if you have to justify things, then it's not the truth, is it? You know, you're already trying to justify the truth away to your standards. So you have to understand that your first gut feel reaction about anything is 99.95% right. Okay? Really, it is. So, you know, stop thinking. This society has trained us to think, and you cannot think without using intuition. Intuition is part of everything that we have. That is the key that holds everything together. And nobody is, you know, everybody's psychic. Oh, you don't like the word, well, okay, energy. You interpret energy. This is all we are, okay? And everybody has that capability. Not everybody should be doing readings. Big responsibility. But everybody has intuitive psychic ability. It takes a long, long time to develop psychic ability. I actually studied my ability for 30 years before I came out as a psychic, and I was an engineer. So I have this left brain, right brain thing. I'm attached to heaven at the top of my head, and I'm attached to the core of the earth with my feet. So my feet are on the ground, my head is in the clouds, and everything in the between, I'm living well. I'm doing multiple universes every moment of the day. I read every book in the New York Public Library that could be checked out anyway by the time I was 15. Okay? And I've been doing this a long time. And there's synchronicity of the moment. So, you know the truth. You know it. You know it. You know it. Believe it. So when somebody's trying to tell you this and you're going, oh, no, that's not true, and you go ask somebody, don't ask somebody. If you think it's not true, it's probably not true. Now, you might think you're powerless in this whole government, silly world situation, but we're not. There's a couple of things we can do. Number one is do not allow fear to take hold of you. The minute that you allow fear to take hold of you, then you become where somebody can lead you. You do not want anybody leading you, okay? Everybody has their own, you know, you're born into this world alone, you go out alone, and your whole experience in Earth, on Earth, is yours uniquely. And you have a piece of you that is so unique that we need here in the universe because we are all connected. All connected here. We need you. You deserve love. So what I want you to do is understand, don't be a follower. If something in your textbook doesn't look right, take the stuff that does. If you have to pass the course, give him the answer he wants. But you don't have to believe it. If somebody's trying to entice you or goad you into their way of thinking by arguing or blasting you or whatever without facts or just being emotionally, that's being victimized. Don't be a victim. We don't have to be. You don't have to be. There's a lot of resources. So the other thing is that when you are sitting there in negative emotions or allowing some people to control you or lead you, what you're doing is you're allowing, you know, everybody's supposed to have a dark side, you know, you have to embrace your dark side. No, you don't. Kick it to the curb. Only embrace the light. You don't have to embrace your dark side. You have to understand what the dark side is and overcome it. It doesn't mean that you say, okay, I've been bad and that's just part of me, so I'm going to keep that there. It doesn't work that way. No. So take that dark side, kick it to the curb, and stay in the light. Did you ever notice that once you don't want something, you always get it? That's because we should not have the desire or want of things that are beyond. You know, wanting is human. But you always get what you need. You always do. Okay? So say, you know, that you don't like what the government's doing, or you don't like this 1% that's owning everything, or the 10%, I don't even know what it is anymore. I have no idea, but I know I'm not part of it. And neither are you if you're listening here. Or maybe you are, and if you are, change your ways, darn it. And listen, all these, you see these big guys, they're going, oh, we're giving back to humanity billions of dollars. No, they're not. They're putting into shell corporations where they don't have to pay taxes on it. Okay? You know, and these charity things, you take a look at how much money is really going to the charity and how many is going to their golfing vacations. Okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Be very wise with your money, because accumulative with all of us here, we have the power. We got more money than they do. If we combined all our money together, we would have more money than they do. Guaranteed. So the only way they control us is by having us buy stuff or thinking we need stuff or living us in fear. And the media today, shame on them. Shame on that media putting in fear. You can report facts without being fear. Walter Cronkite did that. As a matter of fact, they started to say no. You know, they would give you comfort. You know, saying, well, this could be happening, this is what it is. But they reported the facts. Now there's no facts. The government ain't giving out facts. I hate to tell you. Facts are like that accountant. What do you want them to equal? You know, nobody does double-sided journalism anymore. The pros and the cons. No, you'll get the pros on what they want. And the cons, well, you know, they're not going to even kind of let you know about that. They'll gloss over on the bottom one or two. Okay, that's about it. Okay. So be careful of where you spend your money. Spend it locally. Choose wisely. You don't like Walmart using slave labor and taking our tax dollars, telling them to do Medicare from that? Don't shop at Walmart. God, is it that hard to think? Where's the common sense? We'll be right back.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. It's Linda's World today. Well, we went through trying to solve all the world's problems, but I think if we all work together, we can actually make a dent in these things. But there is one thing that happened this year that is very important, and you really have to take a look at it. Our medical freedom of choice is being taken away. The government, in the guise of vaccines, is making things mandatory through unsubstantiated science. And it's really not about the vaccines. Part of it is about the vaccines because the guys want to make money, okay? And the government makes money. They buy, they're the number one buyer of vaccines. But aside from that, aside from the vaccines itself, let's take a look at the larger picture. When you don't allow people to make choices for their own body and their own children, and you make things mandatory on health, you're taking health freedom away. It's very scary here in California. Mr. Pan, I will not say that he represents me, okay? Mr. Pan got paid by the government, and maybe he believes that vaccine works, but he can't. He knows. I mean, his own assistant took the flu shot because he said, well, Dr. Pan does it, and he got Guillain-Barre's disease, okay? Can't walk, can't talk. You know, he knows, all right? But he made it mandatory after taking money from Eli Lilly and all sorts of stuff. But not only that, he made it for the healthcare workers. If you're a parent, you have to go there. And now they have now started attacking our herbs. California has just put an aloe vera on the carcinogenic list. They've put golden seal on the carcinogenic list that causes cancer. Not all of it does it. Not all of it does. The American Herbal Association, which is works very well with the pharmaceutical industry, and educates pharmacies, pharmaceutical, you know, the druggists themselves, you know, they put stuff and they say, no, we're not going to do that. So little by little, they're taking away, they've been trying to take away our vitamins and supplements. They've been trying to take away, they're trying to take away our food. They're taking away our health freedom. That means they're putting you in a database, okay? They know everything about you. Everything. When they did these HMOs and all these things and these PPOs and whatever, and even with Obamacare, okay, they've now, we've got the worst medicine in the world. You know, we're number 35, you know. Dubai, a small country like that, has better medicine than we do. But they're taking away your medical freedom. That means they can do anything they want to you. The Nuremberg Code says that unless they have your consent, they're not supposed to do this. However, the American government, California, if there's now a thing in Congress saying they want to make it mandatory for everyone. They're saying it's for mandatory vaccines. But they're not saying what? Other countries, 8 vaccines. United States, 49 before the kid is 3. There's 252 more vaccines in development. Giving live vaccines and making them mandatory. If you choose to do this, it's fine, but do not let them take your medical freedom away. This is big business, taking your medical freedom away. They can't even be sued. The government made sure they couldn't even be sued. The FDA, CDC, they all come from the pharmaceutical industry. They're all being bought off one way or another. Not the little guys down there working, but they're being told to shut up. You know they are. There's whistleblowers coming out all over the place. Make sure, make sure, make sure they don't take your health freedom away. They could inject you with anything. Don't do it. Think about it. All right. All right. I do want to end this show that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And here it is. We are not in control. You're not in control. I'm not in control. The government's not in control. All of the factions, the bad guys that they say are our bad guys, are not in control. Who is in control is that the source is in control. God is in control, source, great spirit, whatever you want to call it. And when there's enough, it will change. We're coming into a great period right now. We're joining together thoughts, energy, people, theories, minds. Truth is being unveiled. We know it. We just have to stand there, be in our truth, and walk our talk. Whatever that is. Don't pay attention to the fear. Don't believe the media. Believe in yourself. You know. Not in your head, trying to justify something. Believe in your gut feel. That will be your guide. That is your truth meter. We will come out of this stronger, better, together. Is the earth going down the tubes? No. I don't care what they say. We have the power, and God certainly has the power, to change everything in an instant. This is truth. They can't fight that. They can pretend. They can do whatever they want to do. But when the time is right, and, you know, I've got to say that a lot of these billionaires are doing bug-out locations because they know they're not doing things right. So instead of being mean and yelling and screaming and doing all of this, do something about it. If you're worried about climate change, it's not so much what the car emissions are or, you know, even the little cows farting and doing their little things, okay? They're causing all these CO2 emissions. The biggest ones are the space shuttle. When you're doing a nuclear reactor to launch something in space, you're creating much more than any car or cattle, but they don't want to tell you that, okay? All in the scientific progress. Is it progress or is it control? Is it progress or is it control? We have everything we need to be healthy right here. And if you're sitting there trying to live until 200 years old, why would you want to do that? There's another life for you on the other side. We will come back, okay? And no, I don't think we'll come back as a plant or a dog. I do think you come back as another human. Okay. Maybe Hitler's a rock. I don't know. But, or maybe he's under a rock, which he should be. So anyway, but what I'm saying is there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We are the light. Remember, we are part of the light. Together, positive energy, stand strong. Can't touch that. Can't touch it. Thinking the same thought, we can change the world. Let's do it. Let's stay in the light. We'll be right back.
HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this was Linda's World. And as we know, we never know what goes on in Linda's World. And hopefully you've got some little piece of information that will light your way into a brighter future. Okay? I hope you did. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to info@healthylife.net. You can write to me at Creative Health and Spirit, P.O. Box 385, Manhattan Beach, California, 90267. And you can visit my website, lindamckenzie.net. I've enjoyed this hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of joy, happiness, and guess what? Love. Bye.